You're listening to the Atlanta Real Estate Forum Radio Show, Around Atlanta Edition, showcasing the best of Metro Atlanta, our communities, the attractions, and the special events that make Atlanta great. Welcome to our virtual town square. And now, here are today's hosts.
Good morning and welcome back to the Around Atlanta Edition. I am your host, Todd Schnick, joined by my friend and colleague, Carol Morgan. Good morning, Carol. MomoCon. Yeah, I don't think we've, this will be their 15th annual event. I don't think we've showcased them on the show before. Shame on us.
No, definitely shame on us, because this sounds like a super fun event.
It really does. Let's get to it. We're joined this morning by Jess Merriman. She's the founder and co-chair, and also Chris Stuckey, co-chairman with MomoCon. Jess, Chris, welcome to the show.
Thank you.
Thanks for having us.
Well, it's a pleasure to have you. I know you got a big event in just under a month's time, so grateful for you to swing by and spend a few minutes with us. Jess, I'll ask you to do this. For those listening who might not be familiar with MomoCon, what is it?
MomoCon is an animation, gaming, and comic convention. A lot of people in the layman's terms would liken it to a Comic-Con style show. We have a lot of costuming, tournaments, esports, major stages, guests. So actors that you might recognize, our top headliner this year is Patrick Warburton, but we have over 100 other guests.
Wow.
And 24-hour content from Thursday through Sunday.
Wow. And 15th annual.
15th annual.
Congratulations on that.
Thank you.
And then I read that you had 38,000 unique visitors last year.
We're expecting 38,000 for this year. We had around 35,000 last year.
Oh, okay. Just 35,000.
Just 35,000.
Okay, got that.
All wow. Right. So go a little deeper on what people can expect to see there.
Well, we have a lot of events, and it's hard to cover because you're talking about hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of hours of content. We have 17 different programming rooms, with five of them being main events rooms. And that doesn't even count our major tournaments. We have the second largest game hall in the entire United States. It's enormous. It's almost 200,000 square feet worth of open gaming. And that has everything from free play to handhelds to PCs to bring your own PCs to tabletop gaming, card gaming. We work with a lot of different partners in the space. We have replica car show with like a DeLorean and the Scooby-Doo van.
Mystery machine.
The mystery machine, yeah.
Holy smokes.
So much to do. So this event starts Thursday, May 23rd, which is Memorial Day weekend, and runs through
Sunday.
Sunday. So Thursday through Sunday.
You still have Memorial Day off.
That's right. And then you can still have, I like that. So you can go have a great time and then still have.
Or what I would call recovery day. All right. So 15 years, this will be the 15th annual. So what's evolved? What's changed since you founded this thing?
Well, when we founded it, when I put it together in 2005, we were on Georgia Tech campus. And for the first 7 years, we were actually a free admission event. We were the largest free admission fan event in all of North America. We had about 10,000 people in 2011, which was our last year of that. But it's not sustainable when you get rather large. So we moved to the downtown hotels at that point. And then in 2015, we got the opportunity to move to the Georgia World Congress Center, which we think will be our forever home since it has however many million square feet worth of space and gives us the opportunity to grow into it. We were a 2-day event. Now we're a 4-day event. We were a limited time frame, and now we're 24 hours.
So, oh, wow.
I mean, a lot has changed.
But like esports probably wasn't as big a deal 15 years ago, or am I off on that?
It wasn't really like a term.
Well, so, you know, I do a lot of the esports stuff. I'm a bit of a gamer myself. And so at the time that when MomoCon started 2005, esports wasn't a term. You just didn't hear the word esports tossed around. And we were doing it just as a competitive gaming. You know, it was like that. And really, there weren't a lot of people there that were actually making a career in it. And now there are a lot of people who are career professional gamers who are traveling from show to show or event to event who are trying for that prize pool and are making a career out of it. And that's just something that wasn't as much around then. It wasn't as bad as the 90s when StarCraft was king, but it definitely was not very many games. And now there's a lot of titles and new ways of playing games. And we've been one of the first events, at least in the Southeast region, to do that.
It's so interesting. If you put it into terms, in 2005, social media was still called new media. Yep. I mean, so much has changed in the last 15 years.
Let's assume for a minute that a respectable amount of people listening to this on our audience probably aren't as familiar with like esports, but what they, and thus they may not realize, I mean, this is one of the fastest growing attendance or audience participation, just watching gamers, right? Mm-hmm. I mean, that's a big deal.
It's a worldwide phenomenon. Yeah. It's accessible. So, I mean, it's almost like, what if basketball was just starting out now and had the ability to be streamed across the world? It would probably be a lot bigger than just North American audiences for basketball. Right. That's what we see with esports.
Yep.
Isn't that interesting? So I'm looking at our show notes and I see that there's a career fair.
There is.
Tell us more about that.
On Thursday before the show, we have a career fair. It's focused on a lot of the topics that MomoCon covers. We have local animation studios, media companies, people that kind of touch the space, in the gaming space as well, that come out, companies that are looking to hire. It runs from 10 a.m. to 2 p.m. on Thursday, so people can come out in their business attire, give their resumes, and then come enjoy the show for the rest of the time.
That's very, very cool. What inspired you to do this? I mean, out of the blue, I wouldn't just say, you know, I ought to create an event that's got all this random cool stuff. I mean, what triggered this?
Well, actually, I was a senior at Georgia Tech at the time, and we had an animation gaming club, and we had really good space to host an event. We went to local events in the area, and there wasn't a really big event for gaming in the area, so we saw, like, maybe we could do something that we would really enjoy. And we did, and then it was really successful. And then the next year, it more than doubled in size, and then we were like, maybe this is a thing. Maybe this is a thing we should keep doing, and we did. And now it's a lot different than it was when it was 700 people starting out.
Oh, yeah.
Well, this isn't something that you start organizing a few months out, right? I have a feeling this is like almost like a full-time gig, yeah?
It is a full-time gig.
Yeah, we're already planning for 2020 right now.
Yeah.
Like, so, you know, next May in 2020, we're already like trying to get guests and talking about certain activities. We're trying to think that far ahead. I mean, the process of 2020 started even earlier when we had to like figure out the space, do some layouts. We've been working on layouts for 2020 for a while now.
Yeah, you don't just throw together something at the Georgia World Congress Center.
No.
And you don't just throw something together for 38,000 people either.
And I'm imagining you have sponsors too. Anyone you want to give a shout out to?
We actually are still open to sponsors. The main activities we have are a lot of endemic sponsors and brands like gaming companies and ones that a lot of the audience might be less familiar with here. But so we have gaming companies and anime companies that will be the sponsors. They'll give us lots of swag. They'll exhibit on the show floor. We do have about, I just did this calculation the other day, about 400 different unique groups exhibiting in the exhibit hall.
400 unique exhibitors.
Yeah, that's across artists, vendors, straight-on exhibitors, as well as indie games. So it's a lot of different groups that are showcasing their product, their wares, or talking about community activities as well.
It's just phenomenal. It just seems like to me that maybe some big beverage company or, you know, some big consumer product would be interested in focusing on those 20-somethings to, I mean, it's really everybody. I'm sure that you're crossing.
Yeah. Our average age is about 25 years
25,
old.
25, okay.
It's about 52% male demographic, 48% female. A lot of people think that it's more heavily male dominated, but it's actually not the case. We try to balance it out. I think it is a prime demographic for potential sponsors.
Absolutely.
I think it's because it's such a unique thing. It's harder to wrap your head around. It's not like a tennis tournament. You have a very straight-on idea what a tennis tournament involves. It's pretty easy. Okay, here's what it looks like. Events like MomoCon don't have as clear a definition, so it's a little bit harder for some of those more less endemic sponsors to the world to understand it. It's something that we're trying to educate. Perhaps even this show here could be educational for people. And certainly welcome potential sponsors to come out and see the event and contact us for 2020.
Yeah, absolutely.
We'll share information about how people can contact you to do just that. But yeah, it's almost, to me, it's almost overwhelming, right? 4 days, 24 hours a day of nonstop activities of 1,000 different kinds of things. What's your best counsel on how someone can make the most use of this thing? And I'm sure there are people that have a niche interest that know exactly what they're going to do. But there's someone who's just generally interested in experiencing something very unique. How should they go about doing this?
Well, the first piece of advice we always give is don't be married to the idea of going to everything you absolutely want to on the schedule because something will overlap and you'll get distracted and you'll miss something. And it happens. And that's why every year there's different offerings so that you can come back and try something new. But our big highlights are definitely the exhibit hall floor. Our exhibit hall has, as Chris mentioned, a ton of exhibitors, a ton of shopping, the car show. It has some autographs from celebrities. It has some cosplayer tables. It has indie games. It has artists, including creators of popular comics that are being published right now. And then the second thing that's our really big focus is the game hall. People could go in and spend all weekend, all 4 days, 24 hours in the game hall and not run out of things to do. There's just so much in there. And that's not even getting started counting the 17 programming rooms.
Well, and then the tournaments.
And then we have outside events too. We have a party at the aquarium. We partner with the Georgia Aquarium for that. We have a sidewalk chalking competition. We're partnering with the Girl Scouts for Girl Scout badge activities this year. There's a lot of different things going on. We do take-home workshops with where people of all ages from 3 years old to 80 years old can come in and make crafts and take them home.
Oh, very cool.
Hi, I'm Ty Pennington. So much of what makes a Right Choice home energy efficient is what you can't see. It's all about the details behind the wall construction. Right Choice homes from Jackson EMC are planned and inspected several times throughout the building process to guarantee they're energy efficient and comfortable. Energy efficient homes guaranteed. Ask your Jackson EMC representative for complete warranty terms and conditions.
Let's talk a little bit about cosplay. So I had a friend that would, you know, dress up, and she had this amazing Harry Potter costume, and she had this amazing Star Wars costume. And I know a lot of people don't really know, they're not familiar with the term cosplay. So for our uneducated listeners, fill them in.
Sure. Cosplay is a lot like costuming. The term comes from costume play, a portmanteau. Mm-hmm. And people that are into cosplay really either identify with a character or identify with the look of a character. And they so much so that they want to embody that character by making a costume. And a lot of times they're incredibly elaborate. We have some really top tier costumers and prop makers, especially in the Atlanta area. Like per capita, we definitely have like the biggest concentration of known costumers.
Hmm. Yeah. So one of the things that you guys might be familiar with is the Georgia film tax credits and a lot of Hollywood productions being filmed here. Many of these cosplay talents that were essentially cultured and grown here in Atlanta have actually now worked on those Marvel films. And several of those people that are prop makers or costume makers are actually going to be guests at MomoCon as well. So, I mean, they've got their start as fans, just as Jess was saying. They really felt that they wanted to embody the character. And over time, they improved their skill to the level that Hollywood came knocking and said, can you work on our films?
That's awesome.
So they'll work on the Avengers films. They'll work on some of the other productions.
Well, and even the more professional people is one level of this, but something like 60 to 70% of the people that are going to be going to MomoCon are in some level of casual to professional level cosplay. So sometimes people just want to meet people that like the same type of things and express that. They come up to them when they're wearing a character that they know, hey, I love that character. And then they've made an instant friend.
Mm-hmm.
And it's a really cool experience.
Cosplay itself has a lot of positivity in it. So there's a lot of people that are going to compliment each other on their character or their look. And it's very encouraging and a positive community overall. And so, you know, one of the fun things is that we also have a lot of what you'll call cosplay meetups. So let's say that there's an anime called Dragon Ball Z. It's a very popular anime, and it'll generate a lot of people that want to dress as the characters. And so they'll go dress as the characters, and they'll decide as a community to meet up at MomoCon during one of our nice, beautiful locations around the Georgia World Congress Center campus. And they'll meet up as all these Gokus or Bulma characters, and they'll, I mean, it'll be like 50, 60, even 100 people all gathered together in their similar cosplay.
They take photos. It's
fun. They can decide. They can award their own prizes for the best Goku or, you know. Yeah.
Well, you know, it's definitely one of the things that the community gets together around. And it's one of those, it's kind of really fun. And people coordinate because they don't just bring one costume to MomoCon. They bring like four or five in some cases.
Four or five is a low amount. Some of them bring like eight or nine and then change throughout the day.
Wow. One of the fun community things you'll see posted is that they'll share their cosplay lineup. You'll see it on our social media. They'll share it with other fans.
They'll have all these pictures and
they'll picture based on the day. This day I'm going to be this character, and then I'm going to change on the next day to be this character, and I'll change into formal wear of that character at night.
Oh, that's awesome.
Yeah.
I think I'll go as Princess Leia. What do you think?
There you go. I think you do a great job. That's a good idea.
But for someone listening who's intrigued by this, but maybe intimidated about the cosplay thing, you don't have to come.
No, you do not. Not at all. Lots of people come just in their street clothes or their favorite t-shirt or whatever.
Yeah. But then you're going to learn, I think, as you were alluding to, it's actually a warm, welcoming community to do something like that.
Absolutely.
And it's good for all ages. Some of the best cosplay tends to be when parents get their kids to dress up in some costume or outfit. And they can just really great themes. Like in years ago, I saw like this, Captain Hook style pirate ship where somebody dressed the kid as Peter Pan. And
the stroller was the actual ship. And then the baby was like Wendy. It was super cute. They had a whole family, the grandma.
It's great. And then kids dressed as Ewoks is a pretty common one. That's very cute. Or Pokemon dressed as Pokemon. And that's super cute. So you get your geeky parents that get their kids involved early on. So this, you know, can be fun for literally everyone of every age.
I imagine there's going to be lots of celebrities there for attendees that want to do the celebrity sighting thing. Any advice and who should they expect to see?
So as Jess mentioned earlier in the interview, Patrick Warburton's kind of our headliner. You might know him. Some of the people here particularly might know him as David Putty from Seinfeld, Elaine's boyfriend. But more recently, he's done things like Lemony Snicket's, where he's Lemony Snicket from the Netflix series. And he does a lot of voice acting, like Brock from the Venture Brothers or Joe Swanson from Family Guy. So that's a lot of good crossover between both, you know, voice acting roles and in-person roles. But we have a lot of voice actors from favorite video games or anime, even some directors that make games or anime. So some of our highlights this year are two of the creators of the new series for Blade Runner 2049. It's an animated series that's being done for Netflix. And that's Kenji Kamiyama and Shinji Aramaki. Shinji specifically did another one called Appleseed, which is a very famous anime movie. And Kenji worked on Ghost in the Shell Standalone Complex, which is another very famous anime. We have voice actors from Overwatch. We have many of the voice actors from another popular anime, My Hero Academia. Another one of my favorite games of this past year was Red Dead Redemption 2. It was a really big budget game. And we have the two lead characters' voices for that game coming out.
We also have a very large cast set from the Cartoon Network show Steven Universe, including a rare appearance by Estelle, the Grammy-winning R&B artist. So that's pretty exciting. That's we're pretty excited about that.
That is very, very cool. Well, I'm sold. So someone listening who wants to attend, I'm sure there's a lot of different ways that they can do that. Walk us through some of the best options and how to participate.
So if you go to our website, which is momocon.com, there is a registration link, and you're able to register for what we call membership. You can register for 4 days. Right now, the price is a little bit lower than it will be at the door, so you're encouraged to register early. Or you can register for 1 day. So if you, I don't know if I'm ready for a 4 day level commitment, you can register for a single day. Thursday and Sunday tend to be our less busy days. So if you're wanting a more casual environment, those are great days to come. Friday and Saturday will both be very busy days, but they also have some of the biggest programming. And if you really wanted to see tons of cosplay and crowds, those are the better days to come out. So we try to cater to all audiences and interests and level of exposure. And you can register in advance or on site at MomoCon at the Georgia World Congress Center at the Hall A, right next to the Omni Hotel.
Outstanding. And once again, should someone want to sponsor this or certainly next year, how do they do that?
Well, so they're able to go to our website. We have a sponsorships link on this contact form that'll go directly to us. We'll review it and we'll definitely reach back out. And we're always looking and trying to work more with brands, especially if those brands are looking to reach our demographic audience. And we're willing to also, you know, try out some fun stuff. Maybe if you're an insurance company, part of the goal is to be something a little more fun than just handing out typical insurance, right? Because our event is about fun. And you can communicate your brand in a fun way.
Mm-hmm. No doubt about it. All right. Jess Merriman, the founder and co-chair, and Chris Ducky, the co-chair of MomoCon. Guys, good to have you. Thanks again for stopping by and joining us. And good luck with MomoCon 2019.
Thank you.
Thank you very much.
All right, well, that wraps this week's Around Atlanta edition. On behalf of my co-host, Carol Morgan, I am Todd Schneck. That's all the time we have for now. Thank you for tuning in and listening, and we'll look forward to seeing you again right here tomorrow. We'll see you then.
Today's episode was made possible by Denham Marketing, the publisher of Atlanta Real Estate Forum, Atlanta's favorite real estate blog and source for real estate news, trends, new home communities, model homes, builders, and more. Denim Marketing is a comfortable fit, like your favorite pair of jeans. Denim Marketing tailors marketing strategies to meet your specific needs and niche. Try them on for size. They will work to create a perfect fit for your company's marketing program. Call them at 770-383-3360 or send an email to info@denimmarketing.com. For more information on Atlanta Real Estate Forum Radio, or to inquire about being a guest, contact info@atlantarealestateforum.com. Check out the radio show by visiting atlantarealestateforum.com or by listening to the show on your podcast or iTunes app. And if you enjoyed today's broadcast, we'd sure appreciate a rating and review on iTunes. Thank you again for listening. And we'll see you next time on the Atlanta Real Estate Forum Radio Show.